And I will now go on and pray. So, Father God, we are just so thankful for this day that you have made. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that we have a reason to celebrate. We celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank and praise you that we can come to celebrate on this TMC call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, O God. Father, we ask that you continue to be with them, O Lord, that they continue to be the women of God that you have called them to be, O Lord, that you continue to bless them and show them high favor in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you be with Dr. P.K. as she is with her family in Savannah, Georgia right now. Oh, Father, be everything that they need you to be during this hour. Lord, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for they said yes to the clarion call of Artists International, that they have brought and changed so many lives, brought so many to where they are now. Oh, Father, continue to envelop them in your love. Continue to order their footsteps. Continue to download wisdom on them. Lord, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and help us to have the mind of Christ as you told us that we would have. Now, we thank you for our speaker, Brother Cartwright. Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to be with him. Thank you for the message that he will impart to us on this morning. And, Father, we will be so faithful, oh Lord, to give you the praise in it. We will be so faithful, oh Lord, to share the message with others. And, Lord, we bind the airways in Jesus' name. They have already been saturated with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, every nugget, every word he says will go forth with clarity. We thank and praise you, Lord, for the message that he has. Now, Father, continue to build him up and continue to strengthen him. Lord, we thank you for each and every caller who has joined us and for their faithfulness, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you that they chose to stop by the TMC as they began their day. Now bless them indeed. Bless their families. Bless their going out and their coming in. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, and we call it done. Amen. My friends, my sisters, and brothers, I now turn this call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Go out and celebrate Jesus, and I love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family, and thank you so much for calling this morning and getting spiritually seated and blessed. I am LaShawn. I am in Delaware right now by ways of New York City, but I am just so excited to be on the line this morning. The Master's Call, this is a very special call because although we are all, well, most of us are binded by Artists International, the beauty of it is God has brought us all together. And there are two powerful, powerful women of God that was given a mandate, and they followed it to the T. That is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And these two mighty, mighty women of God, when I say they followed the mandate to the T, they followed it to a T. God gave them a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. God also told them, ladies, you need a scripture reference for people to follow and stand on in order for that day to be successful in the Lord. So he gave them Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. You see, Master's Call family, our call begins in prayer, it ends in prayer, and it encourages you to keep the Master throughout the day in prayer. Now, you can listen to our archived messages and any other information that you may need about the Master's Morning Call by going to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you go to that website, you'll be able to hear all the downloaded messages that have been archived since inception of this call, October 25th, 2010. And if you would like to hear the message again that was given today or any day that was specifically directly after that call, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085 and use the same access code 957 677 pounds. I am certain that you are going to want to hear this message again. So I encourage you to put that phone number on your social media site, Instagram it, Tumblr it, Twitter it, Facebook it. Let the world know about the good news of the Lord, and this way more souls can be saved. Now, I'm going to be getting out the way for this gentleman that's going to be giving the word, but I also want to let you know about our godmother, Miss Dorothy Cook, who has a motivational call directly after this, and that phone number is area code 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598. So tell the news about our call, the Massive Morning Call, as well as the motivational call, by going to your social media network and blasting the news out. Well, family, this gentleman, this powerful, powerful man of God is coming before you with a word in his belly that is straight from the throne room. He is in his 40s, which is the new 20, of Caribbean descent, and originally from the East Coast, now residing on the West Coast in Northern California. He's a dedicated father. He is a motivational speaker. He's an inspiration to us all. And he is also what they call an entrepreneur for over 1.5 years. So I am bringing to some and introducing to a few Mr. Greg Cartwright. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes, I can. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
praise God. Amen. Have a wonderful and enjoy the word.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Definitely thank you for that introduction. I'm extremely humbled and extremely humbled by the opportunity to be able to come on and speak this morning, or any morning for that matter. So first and foremost, I would like to give God the glory. Once again, I'm Greg Cartwright out of Northern California, Artist International. I'd like to say great morning, and great morning to everyone on this call. Thank you to the TMC family, all its listeners. Thank you to the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts. Also in her time of need, my prayers and our prayers go out to her and her family, her health, wealth, and peace of mind during this time, this loss. An incredible co-host, Minister Tammy, Minister LaShawn, Minister Robin, Ada, Vet, Ms. Tiffany Lauderdale, Canby, Willa, and all other participants as well on this call to start our day. Once again, first things first, to God be the glory. I didn't know what to say this morning when I was invited on the call, but I listened to a call 2 weeks ago, and this call just touched me. And no matter how I thought of other things or had written other things to say or to share in the time allotted, this one call just kept coming back to me over and over. I just couldn't get it out of my spirit, if you will. I'd like to just take a moment and share with you about that call, and hopefully it could touch someone or impact someone or be profound like it was to myself. Not just an artist, but in life itself. This is not a story of a sickness, even though I would use that as the vehicle. But this is the story of thanks and thanksgiving and praise throughout this season, and throughout this life, and throughout the artist opportunity. Guys, I've been in the business a little over a year and a half. But this past January, the ending part of it, I met a young lady out of Birmingham, Alabama, when I was out there working. She had a family friend, a friend of her sister, a young woman, 42 years old. She told me the woman had diabetes her whole life, but it became more pronounced. And I want you to please listen. If you will, just listen. She had diabetes her whole life, complications. Nothing major, nothing that medication couldn't take care of, or dieting and things of that nature. But it became more pronounced at this point. Coincidentally, the person I initially spoken to, she had just gotten downsized from her job after 34 years in corporate. So she truly had to switch hats to a different world of entrepreneurship. So she gotten into business, taking a leap of faith, making an investment in herself, not artist, not Greg, but herself. And then she introduced this product to who better than her family friend to potentially give her the help that she needs. At this point in time, the woman had lost a toe, and then she lost a second toe. But now they were talking about cutting off three toes. She became what's called insulin immune. That means it no longer works, insulin. No matter where you go on planet Earth, there's nothing that the doctor can't prescribe except more insulin when you become insulin immune. Diets no longer work. Medication no longer work. Nothing works. You lose weight. And then they start to cut off extremities, dialysis, things of that nature. But she was at that stage. The person that I introduced to the business in Birmingham, Alabama, a beautiful, lovely young lady out there, she was excited to introduce this to a person that could potentially help her very life or very existence. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to speak to her at that particular time, but we did speak with her husband. After speaking with her husband for about close to an hour, calling upline, getting advice, doing a three-way call, the husband rejected the very idea. The only question he had after an hour, well, if it doesn't work, does he get a refund? Or just trying to take his $100. Even though they've seen how it hasn't worked over the years, it kept getting worse, the medication, the regimens that they had him on, and this is no way an indictment of doctors and medicine and things of that nature. But this is just simply sharing what we have as an alternative. Well, nonetheless, shortly after that, the woman lost three toes, so she no longer had any toes in that particular foot. And the lady who I signed up in Birmingham, Alabama, she became more adamant to reach out to her to say, hey, let me share with you what transpires or what will transpire if you continuously do the same thing. I want you to talk to a person who was in the same predicament. It was a woman who was out of Orlando, Florida, her husband, who had ulcers in the bottom of his foot where the toxins pooled in the bottom of his foot and split open. He couldn't wear socks nor shoes, couldn't put salve, couldn't put anything on his foot or his feet. He was scheduled to have his feet cut off. He became insulin immune. He was a diabetic for over 20 years. And a person that was in the business who was a pastor at the time, and congratulations to him now, he's a bishop. He went in over to visit the sick and shut-in. He could no longer go to church. He introduced it to the wife and told the wife about this product called Lviv, the mangosteen, the goji, the noni, the pomegranate, the sideberry. In English, it's the life. Biblically, it says you should know them by their fruits. Those are the fruits. He introduced it to her, and she accepted to drink 2 to 6 ounces a day, giving it to her husband. Well, to make a very long story short, 3 months later, his feet ashed over. He gained weight. His hair looked good, thickened up. Skin looked great. Eyes clear. Energy. Went back to the doctor. The doctor brought the chart to her, and she was used to so much bad news. Previously, she was in there to have her husband's foot cut off to get it scheduled for that. So she thought it was more bad news. She saw a puzzled look in the doctor's face with the chart, and his hand, even though she looked at her husband and knew he was doing better, appetite and everything. Well, guys, the doctor told us, hey, I've been treating him for a very long time, and he came to get his foot cut off, but he no longer has to get his foot cut off. But I don't even think he has diabetes. Matter of fact, he's off of all his medications, effective immediately, except one. Since that time, guys, he's been wearing shoes, gained weight. I don't think that he's on medication. That's been well over a year now. He could cut the rug, do the jig, dance the jig. He's alive and well. This woman out of Orlando, Florida, reached out to the person who was going through a similar situation. She called the woman's husband and said, please, this is what happened to my husband. Let me share with you about something that could potentially help your wife. We know she's lost a few toes. This is potentially save her foot, to save her leg. Once again, they were very defiant in their resolve. No, they're just trying to take our $100. We're going to do what the doctor tells us. We continue to stay on that path. Well, once again, to make a long story short, and no pun intended, but she no longer has any toes on that foot. And this is all less than a year. She no longer has a foot, and she no longer has a leg. She has nothing now. She's in and out of consciousness. She's in a rehab home. She's only 42 years old. This happened in real time, guys, in less than a year. This all transpired since January, the ending of January last year. One person chose to drink the Levis. One person chose not to continue on the same path. Not to say, to make any medical claims, to treat, diagnose, cure, mitigate, nothing of that nature. But the potential. Now, you may very well think this story is one of diabetes. Yes, that's the vehicle I use. One person's alive and well, no medications for the most part, zero. The other person, well, she's in a rehab, in and out of consciousness. Everyone's paying their last respects. This story is a story of thanksgiving. Thanking the person that introduced us to Artists International. Thanking the owners who had the vision, thanking the people that made the products, thanking the person that took the time, that had the resolve to share with you. And truly, in this time, it's thanks and praises, truly thanksgiving. It's a blessing. Whether the person is in the business that introduced you to it, like my family, that may no longer be here, give God the thanks and praise that they introduce you to Artists International. It could very well mean life and limb, literally, and life itself. Proverbs 3:27 and 3:28, guys. It says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. When you have it with you. As Pastor John said, if we only knew what we had in our hands, we have the solution. As Dorothy, the phenomenal cook, says, we refer to as the godmother, I refer to as the phenomenal. She said if she could go down the street and open up their mouth and just pour it in there. But guys, I would like to say this is a story of thanksgiving, not only in this season, but throughout all seasons, being introduced to Artists International. But first and foremost, they've put God at the head. He's the Alpha and Omega. Artists was successful 18 years before it came to America. Artists is successful. The only thing missing in the equation is us. Not the shipping and handling, not the customer service, not the color of the bottle, not because the people are from Mexico, not Puerto Rico, not because the corporate office is in Las Vegas, not because they didn't pick up the phone call fast enough. It has nothing to do with any of those things. I just pray on bended knee that I could be better in my back office. I could be better in my front office. I could be better by my success line, the people that I've introduced and the people that I will introduce and come in contact with, that the message will be transcended, that they will invest in their life, and that in turn, by giving thanks and truly giving thanks, I will introduce this to as many people as possible. And in turn, they will do the same. So I would like to thank and give thanks to, once again, the TMC family, all the listeners of this call. Thank and praise the Father. A year ago, I wasn't introduced to calls. So I'm extremely humble. I'd like to turn the call back over to the host, incredible co-host of this call. And then go throughout the day, starting with the next call, or the phenomenal cook, the motivational call, and all the rest of the calls that we have, all the rest of the leaders that's given thanks and asking nothing in return except that we go out and share this with other people. So have the best day ever. Have the most blessed day ever. And let's artist the world. I'm Greg Cartwright, Northern Cal. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that awesome, awesome testimony on behalf of both, as well as such an inspirational message. We thank you so much for it, and we thank God for you. Well, TMC family, like I said, I was pretty sure that you would want to hear this message again, so I am going to reiterate the number. You're going to call area code 712-432-1085, and the access code, again, is 957-677-pound. That gives you immediate playback of this call, as well as any other calls in the future. So please, please, please put this on your pages, especially artist distributors, so people can hear that testimony. Put it on your pages. Text messages to everybody that you know. Let everybody know about the good news and how God is incorporated with all that you do. I'm going to now turn the call over to Minister Robin for the prayer request to be uplifted, and then I'm going to give more announcements about the future calls and other things that's going on. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn? LaShawn, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, and just as Mr. Cartwright said, it is a time of thanks, and we thank you for who you are. Lord, I thank you because you said in your word in 1 Peter 2:24 that you yourself, you bore our sins in your own body and on the tree. And we thank you for that because we were being dead to sin. You said that we would be able to live a life unto righteousness and by whose stripes we were healed. So I speak that over Eddie. I speak that over Lawrence. I speak that over Evangelist Gwen. And I speak that over Sarah in the name of Jesus. You are healed because of the stripes that Jesus accepted on his body. And everything that has a name bows to the authority of Jesus. And that's cancer, throat, diabetes, and even unknown diagnoses and sicknesses. They will be revealed in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you because you are a God of comfort. And during this time, Father, that Dr. P.K. Roberts and the Roberts family and my friend Mildred, Father, they are preparing for the homegoing of their family member, Miss Alice, Father, and Mildred's husband, Lord God. We know, Father, to be absent from this body is to be present with you. So I thank you that that's where they are. But, Lord, it's so good to know that they have put their trust in you. And because of that, you are their strength. You are their comforter. You said you will not give them more than they can bear, Father. I thank you for giving them wisdom during this time, Father, as to what to do and how to prepare. I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. I thank you, Father, that even though there is a time of weeping, there is a time of emptiness, you are the God that will fill them. You are the God that will restore them. You are the God that will show yourself strong on their behalf, Father. So I pray over the Roberts family, and I thank you that Dr. PK is strong in you and in the power of your might, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you told us to put our trust in you. You told us not to lean into our own heart, but you said to trust you with all of our heart. Don't lean into our own understanding. To be strong and of good courage, and don't be afraid. So Sean, Jessica, Mother Josie, Papa Preston, Mr. Richard, Mr. Neil, Ricky, God is your strength. He has a plan for you. It's a plan that is good, a plan with the future, a plan with an expected end. You are strong in the Lord. You are strong. So don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed because God is with you wherever you go in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Amen for that strategic and powerful, powerful prayer to seal our prayer request and to continue and uplift and affirm our beliefs. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. Well, family, we thank you so much for joining us yet again on a TMC call. I thank you so much, Minister Rolla, for such an awesome, awesome greeting and awesome opening prayer. Again, Minister Robin, we love you. We love you all. And we thank you so much for such a strategic and powerful prayer, and for you, Brother Cartwright, amen, for such a powerful message as well as an inspiration. I know that you touched me. I'm pretty sure that you touched others. So again, saints, please, please, please listen to this call again. Encourage others to listen to this call by dialing 712-432-1085 with the access code of 957-677-POUND. Please don't forget about our awesome evangelist, Gwen Beatty. We are still having the campaign of www.fillabottlesavealife. We are assisting our beautiful, beloved Gwen Beatty with her medications as she continues to fight an awesome fight against breast cancer. And many of you ask, well, how can I sow into the ministry? Well, we ask that you give unto her. We also encourage you to call in to Dorothy Cook's motivational call, which is area code 530-881-1300. Again, that is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Please do not call with an anonymous number. You will have to call and make sure that your number shows up as well as your name. We also thank you for your steadfastness. We encourage you to call back again tomorrow and bring a friend. Put our website on your social media page. Again, it's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Everyone have a wonderful day. Please keep those in need in prayer, and we will speak to you on a call tomorrow. Go out and be a minister in a marketplace, and before you hang up, Brother Greg, I would like you to come back on and give the benediction.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Great. Thank you. Father, we come before you on this day, not looking back or not looking ahead, but at this moment, we take the time to give you thanks and give you praise and give you honor that you are so worthy to deserve. The lily of the valley, the bright morning star, the lion of Judah. Father, we just come before you and ask you to touch everyone on this call, our family, our friends, our loved ones. We thank you for whom all blessings flow, Father. We magnify your holy name. We lift you up. Today, God, we want to make this spiritual deposit, starting with the master's call, every morning to receive more physical withdrawals in the healing of minds, in the healing of bodies, families, and friends, finances. I want to thank and praise you for whom all blessings flow, great and small. We get more for thanking and praising you than we do for asking. So we just want to lift you up today. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.